Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Michelle Franzen in Boulder, Colorado. Charges formally filed against the suspect in the flamethrower attack Sunday. Police say targeting a Jewish group holding a rally supporting the release of Hamas-held hostages in Gaza. Mohammed Solomon facing 16 attempted murder charges along with a federal hate crime count. Boulder District Attorney Michael Dougherty says the charges send a message.
What you see here today is us standing shoulder to shoulder, ensuring that justice is done in response to this tragic and terrible attack. We stand united in denouncing hate, terror, and violence in this community.
Two victims remain in critical condition from the attack. Homeland Security says Solomon overstayed his tourist visa and then applied for asylum in 2022 and was granted a work visa under the Biden administration. That work visa expired March 28th of this year under the Trump administration. This is ABC News. At least 30 people were killed and dozens of others injured near a food distribution site in Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell says witnesses and officials in Gaza say Israeli forces fired, but the IDF denies the claim.
You have this disparity between the two explanations from the IDF. Drone footage has been supplied, apparently showing a gunman opening fire on the crowd, but we've looked at this and it turns out that this drone footage is not from the same area. So I think there are many questions remaining, and that's why the United Nations has called for an independent investigation. But clearly, for many people who are not just hungry, but also scared, this raises serious questions about how safe it is just to go and get some bread to feed your family.
In New York City, testimony wrapped up for the day in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs, his former personal assistant, back on the stand today. She testified earlier that Combs had abused her. His defense worked to refute her claims using her social media posts. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Howdy, folks! The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
There is an air quality alert for Vernon County. partly cloudy tonight with a low of 67. Overcast tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by midday, high 77. Any rain ending in the evening tomorrow night with a low of 52 and partly sunny and nice for Wednesday with a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, we have a hazy sunshine. The winds are out of the north at 5 miles per hour. And our current temperature after a daytime high today of 87 is 83 degrees. And as most of you may know, the few teams, area teams, moved up their games or so they could get them in before that incoming weather tomorrow, just in case it rains tomorrow. That way they could get their tournament action in. And Ithaca was one of those teams, both the baseball and softball team. And earlier I misreported the score, Dan, and I'm sorry about that. Ithaca ended up beating Brookwood by a score of 4-1 tonight. So congratulations to the Ithaca softball team for advancing on to the sectional finals. And we have been receiving reports from Hank Bray, who was at the Ithaca baseball game against Highland. That was the regional semifinals. And for his final report tonight, here's Hank Bray.
Bottom of the seventh is completed in Ithaca. Ithaca climbs back for only two runs, leaves runners on second and third. They have four hits, no errors. And that's the ball game. Highland Cardinals defeat the Ithaca Bulldogs 4-2.
Thanks for that report, Hank. And so Highland advances on to the sectional finals. And so, good season by the Ithaca baseball team, but unfortunately came away with a loss today. But anyways, later on tonight, if we have any more scores for games that did get moved to tonight instead of tomorrow, I will pass those along to you before the 8 o'clock hour. If not, I will have them during our sports report at 10 o'clock this evening.
WRCO 100.9.
If I die before you, I hope you buy that Mustang. I hope you paint the kitchen blue like you've always wanted to. If I die before you, I hope you get on an airplane and take in that ocean view somewhere in Timbuktu. We don't have to talk too much about it. Just let me say it, then I'll stop. Our best years are ahead of us, don't doubt it. First, 'cause we don't get to choose. So baby, forgive him and keep living. If I die before you, I hope you keep on laughing with our crazy beautiful kids. Keep dancing like we do underneath the moon, and you can fall in love again. Wait, never mind. Just not too soon. We don't have to talk too much about it. Just let me say it, then I'll stop. Our best years are ahead of us, don't doubt it. But all our names end up on the line. So if God takes me first, 'cause we don't get to choose, baby, forgive him and keep living. If I die before you, we still got each other and the rest of this bottle of wine. We don't
So baby, forgive him and keep living.
Saturday night's the night the fun begins. Sunday you pray forgiveness of all your sins. Monday you work and Tuesday's lame. Wednesday and Thursday's more the same. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss. It's no lost meal, my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return your call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is the good day to say goodbye. It's Friday night. The week has come to a close. Baby, it's time for me to say adios. It's time to say those words again. Sayonara, auf Wiedersehen. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss. It's no loss. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye.
Till there's nothing there.
That was Cam with Till There's Nothing Left on Country and Community. And good evening once again. I'm Tim Thede, and I'll be here till the top of the hour bringing you some great music. And yeah, an unexpected game we got tonight. I guess they ended up contacting Phil last night and saying they were going to move the game up to today because of the impending weather that's supposed to be coming in. They're talking about those showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, especially by midday is when it's supposed to really pick up. And earlier in the week they were talking about maybe some of them could be on the strong side. We'll just have to see how it tracks. But anyways, we'll keep you informed right here on WRCO 100.9 FM if there's any changing weather that everyone should be concerned about. Right now it's 716. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer says it's 83 degrees after we had a high today of 87. We almost hit 90. I was saying yesterday, I'm wondering if we're going to hit 90. Not quite. We are 3 degrees short, but still, I know, in my opinion, still a little early for that 90-degree weather. So maybe it was a good thing we didn't get it. But it was a hot game for the girls to play today. And Ithaca's softball team came away victorious. So they ended up winning that game against Brookwood. 4-1. There, I got the score right this time. 4-1. And they will go on to play either the winner of the Columbus Catholic or Blair Taylor in the sectional finals. And those finals will be played Thursday. That's for now, depending on what all happens, because a lot of teams' games may get moved around and may push things back a little bit, depending on what happens. But I think Ithaca did the right choice by getting the games in this evening, just to be on the cautious side. Another game that Ithaca had going on in the tournament, and that was Highland at Ithaca, and Ithaca lost to Highland by a score of 4-2, so that ends their season. So Highland advances on. They'll play either the winner of the either River Ridge or North Crawford in the winner of their games. So tournament time, exciting time here in high school sports in Wisconsin. And I say hopefully your team that you wanted to win won, but if not, I'm sorry to hear that. And like I said, good job by all of them on a great season. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a Chevrolet key fob and built-in key with Jones Chevrolet keychain. It was found on Highway 58 yesterday going into Cazenovia. If this sounds like your key, give a call to 608-475-7691. Also found running loose today, a peacock. The peacock was seen on Highway 130 north of Lone Rock and south of Bear Valley. For more information, call 608-604-9551. Not many reports of peacocks running loose around this area, so I think we should be able to narrow it down to who has it. But if you know of somebody that has a peacock, just in case they're not listening, why don't you contact them and tell them they should call that 608-604-9551 number. Also, coming up tomorrow, Tech Help Tuesday will be held, and that's held every Tuesday at the Brewer Public Library from 9 to noon. Get basic help with apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444, and there is no charge for this service. Also going on tomorrow, Easy Yoga for Seniors will be held, and that's held every Tuesday from 10:30 to 11:15 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua. To register, leave a message for Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082 or email over 50, and that's the number 5050, lunch@yahoo.com. And one more event going on tomorrow. There's an SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo will be hosting an Impact Life blood drive, and that'll be going on from 1:30 to 5:30 in the Ringling Room. To book an appointment, email smurthy at impactlife.org. Please bring a photo ID and make sure to eat before your donation.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Get ready for Gina and Annie's summer vendor event happening Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, delicious food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the amazing vendor booths, and enjoy some good old-fashioned summer fun. Whether you're shopping, snacking, or just soaking in the vibe, this is one event you won't want to miss. Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event, Sunday, June 8th in downtown Boscobel. We'll see you there. Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, J-E-N-N-I. At MWT.net.
100.9 WRCO.
I know you're worried at night. I won't find my way. And I'm tired of lying to myself to get through each day. My head says I should have never left, and then my feet will soon lead to my death. I'm starting to question if God's trying to teach me a lesson. I'm starting to wonder if my true colors change since I left you. I used to shine bright like gold, now I'm all indigo. My colors are darker and cold. I think it's time that I went home. And I don't understand why.
Lori Morgan with I Walk Alone on Country and Community. And before that, we had Sam Barber featuring Avery Anna with Indigo. And right now, our time is 729, 82 degrees in Richland Center. So that temperature is starting to drop. Brittany Merlot is talking about a low of 67 tonight. 67. That's pretty, still pretty warm for the first part of June. Usually we're in the 50s, and that's what's going to be for the rest of the week after that. Be in the highs will be, or lows will be in the 50s with highs up around 70. So it's going to be more season-like, but we'll see what happens after tomorrow with whatever weather we get. A lot of that, I think, is going to cool things off, and hopefully it can get rid of that some of that smoke in the air from the wildfires. WRCO. Oh, sorry about that. I forgot to click something there, but other than that, no, hopefully that will clear away that smoke from the wildfires. But anyways, we'll see what happens. Brewers, they're doing pretty good. They've been pretty much on the red hot streak and won 7 in a row so far. And are they going to make it 8 in a row as they take on the Cincinnati Reds? They're playing a 3-game series in Cincinnati. And right now, the Brewers are leading the Reds by a score of 3-2. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. So go Brewers, and let's keep that momentum going.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider. A spider! A spider! Relax. Just use Zevo. Zevo Insect Killer Sprays use a powerful blend of mint and rosemary to eliminate those pests and up to 20 other bug types. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spray the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Start your morning the dairy best way at the 34th Annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 7th from 7 to 11 a.m. at Narrows Dairy, Nolden Family Farms in Rock Springs. Enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, sausage, cheese curds, Culver's custard, and more. Plus, live music, clogging, and visits from Alice in Dairyland and the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair. See robotic milkers in action and meet the cows at this working family farm. Tickets are available at the gate, just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 11, and under 5 eat free. Follow the signs and find full details on the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Facebook page.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
There's an air quality alert for Vernon County tonight. Partly cloudy, low 67. Overcast tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by midday, high 77. The winds will be southwest 15 to 25. Any rain ending in the evening tomorrow night with a low of 52. Winds northwest 5 to 15. Partly sunny and nice on Wednesday with a high of 77. And big skies and a comfortably warm day on Thursday with a high of 79. Currently in Richland Center, we have a hazy sunshine, northwest winds are at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 82 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Sometimes I swear too much, say things that I don't mean, emotionally out of touch. What's wrong with me? Sometimes I close the bar, have one too many drinks, and I don't make it to church. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? Sometimes I make her cry. Forget all those little things. I really don't know why. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Yeah, I'm thankful and I'm lucky. And I don't know why she loves me. My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. She doesn't see what's wrong with me. Yeah, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What she doesn't see? Yeah, what's wrong with me?
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a hugging. If I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
wanna be my baby tonight.
Happens when the sun goes down. The big thing's a big game on Friday night. Old folks start turning in, somewhere about half past ten. They roll the sidewalks up and turn out the lights. That's the time to find the two of us kicking up dust. Riding low down a gravel road, rocking out to the radio. Kicking up dust.
Like a pretty girl can knock you off your feet. Like a chain.
just like that.
That love was something that could never work. Never knew that I could feel this much, but this yearning in the deep part of my heart for her is more than a reaction to her touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough the way she looks, the way she laughs, way she loves with all she has. There ain't nothing about her that don't do something for me. Her kiss, her cry, the way she moves when she walks by. There ain't nothing about her that don't do something for me. I've been hammered by some heavy blows that never knock me off my feet. All she's gotta do is smile at me and down I go.
Down I go.
Baby, it's no mystery why I surrender. Oh, she's got everything. The way she looks, the way she laughs, where she looks with all she has. There ain't nothing about her don't do something for me. Her kiss, her cry, where she moves when she walks by. There ain't nothing about her don't do something for me.
Ain't nothing about her that don't do something for me.
Her kiss, the way she cries, moves when she walks by. There ain't nothing about her,
nothing about
don't
her
don't do something for me.
The way she looks, the way she laughs, the way she loves with all she has.
Her dance, her drive, how she makes me feel alive.
That was Brooks and Dunn featuring Brett Young on Country and Community with Ain't Nothing But You. And before that was Robert Ellis Oral with Boom, It Was Over. Right now our time is 7:49. 81 degrees is our temperature according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And I do have a few more high school sports to pass along. There were a few more teams that did move their games up to today because of that impending weather for tomorrow. And as you heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, we had Ithaca softball action, and Ithaca beat Brookwood 4-1. So they'll advance on and play on Thursday. They'll play either Columbus Catholic or Blair Taylor, and that's pending on what happens with the schedules, too, for the day they play next. In high school baseball, Highland beat Ithaca 4-2 to end the Bulldogs' season in Division 4, so the Highland will advance on to play either River Ridge or North Crawford. Blair Taylor beat Cashton 10-1, so Blair Taylor advances on to take on either Royal or Oliva Strum. In Division 3, it's Dodgeville beating Wisconsin Heights 1-0, so Dodgeville advance on to play either Prairie du Chien or Cuba City. And Westby beat Whitehall 10-0 in 5 innings, and they'll play either Viroqua or Bangor. And I'll have more scores during our sports report tonight at 10 o'clock.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Some trials on me, your love smiles on me. Good.
in the distance, yeah, I've learned a thing or three. I'm too young to be old, yeah, this life I'm living, hard not to get some miles on me, radio dials on me. Wrap your arms around me, just go wild on me. Life put some trials on me, your love smiles on me. Go in the distance, yeah, I've learned a thing or three. I've got some miles on me. Sands of time have etched these lines on me. Your love smiles on me. I've got some miles on me.
Caitlin Croker with Trouble I Chase. And right now our time is 7:59. Time for me to wrap things up as far as music on my end goes, but we will have some more great music for you during the evening and overnight hours. I want to thank you for making a WRCO a part of your evening and your day, too, if you've been with us all day. We really, really appreciate that. I'll be back again tomorrow. Depends on what happens. We'll see. I don't think we have a high school broadcast. Probably won't with the weather and stuff, but if there is, Phil will keep you up to date, and we'll keep you up to date on how the weather is in case anything comes in that we need to alert everybody about so each and every one of you can stay safe. So I'll be back either tomorrow from right after the sports and ag reports, at 5 o'clock and be there at around 5:40 is when that ends, and I will play some music up until 8. But if we do have a game, I'll be on after our sports broadcast. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning for the Light in the Milk House show with your host, Phil Nee. And Phil will be bringing you his brand of entertainment, music, trivia, sports, and everything starting at 5 tomorrow morning. And he'll have Hank joining him in the studio as well. And I will have a sports report for you at 10 o'clock, so be sure to tune in to that if I have any more high school sports scores. Not sure who all played tonight, but once we get those scores, if we do get them, I will pass them along. Thanks again, everybody, and have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A newly constructed runway is open at Newark Liberty International Airport. This comes after recent delays and widespread cancellations. A telecommunications outage, which led to air traffic controllers taking leave, also contributed to the delays. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says there was a shortage of controllers before the outage.
It can't be fixed overnight. It takes time to train up on this airspace. But we've addressed the problem by bringing more control.